start west of the divide, where today it'll be mostly cloudy with areas of snow likely, with the highs mainly in the 40s. It'll dry out tomorrow, but the 40s remain the high temperatures. In north-central Montana, from Canada, southward to Great Falls and Lewistown, some patchy blowing snow with a chance of snow throughout the day. Some of the wind gusts could be 30 to 40 miles per hour, causing that blowing snow, with temperatures mainly in the 30s, 20s closer to the mountains. From Helena to Dillon in southwest Montana, some patchy blowing snow through the afternoon, snow off and on through the day with the highs mainly in the 30s. And for northeastern Montana into North Dakota, mostly cloudy, a chance of light snow or little rain snow mix today, less moisture overall with the highs in the 40s. Close to the mountains of southern Montana and northern Wyoming and the western Dakotas, we could have some snow and blowing snow, the chance of a rain snow mix at times for the lower elevations. Highs across the area will be mainly in the 40s. I'm meteorologist Ed McIntosh with your regional update.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pile-ups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Help DEA keep our community safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day, Saturday, April 27th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe. Clean them out. Take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeBack.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeBack.com.